In that case, I'll be right back.
As well, I'll order myself some more coffee. Matt, that 44 damage was done entirely on 5k3.
I know. I'm not rolling any tens repeatedly. I'm rolling like
I
know. Yeah. I know. This fight required all the shitload of dice I'm rolling to do something. They have not. I'm rolling an absolutely stupid amount of dice, and none of them are doing anything.
I also rolled like James.
I know.
I've been doing that recently.
I've been rolling like anti-James.
Oh, no, just wait for me to actually be playing a character, and then I won't roll like James. The last two games that I've GM'd, I have just rolled ridiculous everything. I think that luck's going to quickly wear off. I know it.
No, it's only going to happen when you're GMing, so that any plot you try and do will be held back by the fact that all of us just get killed. It's the same thing that happened when I first was running D&D 3.5.
Yeah.
Like, anytime the players would get in combat, the monsters would roll retardedly well. Like, just constantly getting critical hits, and, like, even the barbarian, who has, like, ridiculous attack bonuses, would miss every time. He rolled, like, nothing higher than 6 the entire session, somehow.
That happened when James ran 3.5.
Yeah.
We got our shit kicked. We died twice.
Wow. Like a total, like a party wipe, or like...
Yeah, no. Two party wipes.
My gosh.
Which I just made a new character.
It's like a meat grinder.
Yeah, I eventually made a new character that was broken, because I was tired of it. And then we stopped playing.
Yeah, it's just like, I kept rolling really well, and then I kept rolling poorly, and now I'm just constantly rolling poorly. Even my best roll of the night hasn't even been above, like, hasn't even been 50.
I think there's a stance we should be taking if we really want to take this guy out.
Yeah, I want to know how to flank somebody. I'm not really in a position to try and do it.
I don't know about flank, but there's a full attack stance.
There is, yes.
What do I do for that?
Minus 10 TN, plus 2K1 to attack rolls.
Oh man, I'm gonna do that. Why not? Because there's no way I'm going to block anything he does. My TN is just garbage.
My TN is fine. 34.
Amanda, 1 second, guys.
Yeah, then I'll be rolling... Well, I'll do that for my next action. Because if it's plus 2K1, then that actually makes it like 10K5 for me. Wish I had known that when I spent all those void points. I could have made this ridiculous. Let's see. I'll just roll that right now. Nope.
What'd you roll right now?
I didn't know about all-out attack, so I tried that, and I failed with an all-out attack.
Okay, well, I'll take that into account in a moment.
Because I wish I had known about that when I spent all those void points, because I could have rolled like 10k8 or something.
Mm-hmm. You could have. This is true. So you have no void points left?
I have two. I have two in void. I spent both of them.
Ah.
I spent one of them at the beginning and rolled stupid well, and then I rolled awful on damage repeatedly. I guess technically, like, still 10k5 is kind of above average, I guess. Because average would technically be like 25, but you can't really call something an average in this game on account of exploding dice.
Right. Exploding dice, there are averages. It's just hard to calculate by hand. It's a complex limit calculation. Actually, I have the averages.
Really?
What should be the average for 10k5? I'm curious.
Let's see. 10k5 on average will get you... Round 40-something.
Okay, yeah. So
low 40s.
So I'm still... Yeah, I'm rolling below average both times then. Because I've actually rolled a 34 both times I've rolled 10k5. Because both times I rolled 10k5, the highest thing I rolled was an 8. Load the document, Chrome. Load it. There we go. Does it have an explanation for what the colors mean?
Dark green is above 99.5%. I believe light green is 90 and above.
Oh, I see. I see how this...
Blue is 50 and above, then 10 and above.
Okay, yeah.
0.5 and above gray.
Okay, I see.
What?
The colors. They correspond to different bins of how well you roll. Mm. Or the odds of rolling.
I see. Interesting.
So, like, if you're in the blue range, then it means you have a better than average chance. Mm-hmm.
See, well, the chance of 50 on 10K5 isn't even detailed on this sheet. There's one for 9K5, which is like a little under 25%. That's weird. I wonder why that's not detailed.
I don't know. Maybe they just didn't. Each of these things, in theory, would have to be run in a very large amount of times, because that'd be a tough limit calculation to just do from the base. So I figure they're just using a computer to do it a lot.
Probably.
So they probably just didn't run those intersections.
Open the door for yourself? Well, we've got any chance to get in there.
I thought I left it open. Can he open doors yet?
He can, but barely. He'll less open them, more cry at the door until someone else opens up.
Okay, well, I have a 65% chance of rolling a 40. So if we follow this curve, it's going about 11, 20. So this is probably minus like another 20 or 30. So I'm probably around the same odds, somewhere between like 25 and 30% to roll 50 on 10K5.
All right, Mandy, you back?
I am back.
Yeah, I'm going to call it here as James is not feeling too well.
Okie dokie.
We'll obviously continue this later.
Okay.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's really not. There's like 15, 20 minutes left, if that. So
James,
we'll just record it at some point. I hope you feel better. Hope you better as well, James.
I'll be fine, I think.
Okay. You'll be fine, James. Just get some rest. Snuggle up in that comfortable college bed of yours.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Something akin to that, yes.
You've got two of those three words right.
You can make college beds comfortable.
It's true, yeah.
You just need something to cover the mattress so it doesn't feel like the mattress anymore.
I have a foam thing already.
You need another one on top of that.
No, what I need is a shower. I think I'm going to step out.
Okay.
Good night, James. Bye,
James.
Feel better.
Good night. Thanks.
Yep. All right. I'll end the recording then.
You ready?
I suppose I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Everyone, store all your void points.
Awesome. I have two again.
I'm back up to three.
Because void points are stored at the start of every session.
Nice. I spent mine at the beginning of last session.
That you did.
I spent mine at some point.
All right, so you recording?
Yep.
Hello, Internet. Playing Legend of the Five Rings. More adventures in the Journey West.
Hi, Internet. I have a new microphone.
Amanda has a new microphone.
I do.
I don't.
James doesn't.
James, you always sounded that good.
I know you all wish I had a better microphone, fans.
I wish my microphone
would...
Could
you be more spiteful, James?
Nope. Nope.
I wish my microphone didn't buzz, but I like being warm.
Eh, the buzz is alright.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Hey, James, could you do me a favor?
Nah. I know what the favor is, no.
All right, what's the favor?
Could I be more passive-aggressive?
Yeah, I was going to say that, yeah.
So, yeah, game.
All right, man, when Charlie isn't around to ridicule, like, it's just, I have to find someone else. This is debilitating.
Sorry, Charlie.
He doesn't listen to this.
Oh, good.
He doesn't listen to games he doesn't run.
Actually, it reminds me of on RPPR, one of the players.
I'm being completely honest here.
No, and also, I think, what was it? It's also speaking of things like on RPPR, Cody Walker would only listen to games that he played in, and it was so he could laugh at his own jokes. That's just what he. That's what he fully admitted to.
Huh.
Yes.
I tend to I listen to games that I'm not in, or I don't listen to games that I run. I don't like to do that. But I tend, like, whenever there's a game that I'm not in with this group or something, which aren't many, I tend to try and listen to them more than I would another podcast, because I'm not so used to the personalities and voices of other podcasts.
Yeah, I tend to listen to every game because I edit them.
Yeah, that's true. You do that, Matt.
I listen to them at 180% speed. Consequently, I forget a lot of them after I'm done editing. I think we're going to play a game in here, though, so I can edit it.
Bless you. You have edited hundreds of games, Matt.
I don't think hundreds.
Close to hundreds.
I don't... I'm getting close. I'm getting very close. I'm getting close to 100.
Look, there are 47 games of monsters. Let's see here. I'm going to go to...
No, I'm looking at the... Nate, I'm looking at the posts. And including the new stuff, we have 97 posts.
You're getting close to 100, yeah. No, you added more, though. You've added things that aren't posted.
Yeah, that's including the... That's including the scheduled stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, haven't you?
I edited all the ransom stuff, so maybe I've edited over 100. I lose count.
Yeah, you have. Tell on you, Matt. You have.
Yep.
You are a boss.
Totes.
Okay, so we're gonna play a game.